From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
It's a gorgeous Wednesday in downtown Jacksonville. Look at the Matthews Bridge across the St. John's River. And we welcome you inside Everbank Field for Jaguars.com Live. JP Shadrick with you. And what a show this is going to be today. Coming off the combine a week ago, free agency coming up next week. The tag deadline came and went. Let's get to the big three things today. That is number one. Tag Free Tuesday for the Jaguars. So what now? We'll hear from Brian Sexton and John Osier coming up. SiriusXM radio host, NFL insider Adam Kaplan joins us on the program. And Ashlyn Sullivan caught up with Jags left tackle Cam Robinson earlier this week. We'll break it down with Ashlyn coming up. Welcome in Brian Sexton, John Osier. What's up, fellas?
Hi, JP.
Hello, Brian. Hello, John.
Those are three big things.
They're huge.
I'm excited about the show.
Massive things. What a show it's going to be today. Tag Free Tuesday. So the Jags informed Allen Robinson that they were not going to put the franchise tag on him early in the day yesterday. Deadline came and went. No activity for the Jaguars. No real surprise. I guess we've kind of talked this thing to death over the last few weeks here.
Yeah, and the tag doesn't necessarily mean that Allen Robinson's gone. We've got plenty of time to sort of go over what that means. But it certainly means that they don't want him back at that $16 million range. Everything you hear is that they're tentative about a long-term deal. I just can't see it happening on a short-term deal because I think A-Rob now is at the point where you can sort of see that free agency carrot within grasp, and I don't know why he would go back at this point, nor should he.
No. Why in the world would A-Rob sign a deal, unless it's a blockbuster, unless he gets into Antonio Brown territory, you know, with a cap figure above $16 million, which they're not going to do. Mm-hmm. He's going to go to the market. There are a billion free agent dollars to be spent, salary cap dollars, to be spent amongst the 32 teams. Wouldn't you want to go out and find out where your place is, especially in a year where the wide receiver position is not as deep? And the draft doesn't appear to be a great spot to go and grab a big-time wide receiver to fill your need this year. Yeah, if I'm Allen Robinson, unless Dave Caldwell coming, which I think they might have already gotten to if they were going to, I don't see him coming back.
Well, I think your point's right. If the WOW deal was going to happen, I think it already happened.
Yeah.
So now it would seem that the only scenario left would be you get to the negotiating window March 12th. And you've still got until March 14th to sign him before he officially hits free agency. But for the most part, free agency for these guys starts on the 12th because they can negotiate with other teams. So the one scenario where he returns, I would think, would be he obviously wants a long-term mega deal. They don't seem like they want to do that. So if he gets out there and the market isn't what they hoped or thought, then he comes back. But I just see that's a very low percentage chance of happening, which is why you're sort of writing and talking around here like it probably won't.
And then if that happens, if you come back to the team, then the team has the leverage again.
Yeah, and we should take a minute and separate Allen Robinson, the player, from Allen Robinson, the wide receiver, because they're telling you they like Allen Robinson, but the position they don't want to pay. This is not a team that's going to pay top dollar to a wide receiver. So when they look at their roster, and people are, you know, they're thinking it's that they're the same argument. Oh, the Jaguars would be better with Allen Robinson. There's no doubt. And they highly value his skill set, but not as much as other positions. And this team has a lot of other needs they'd like to fill. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take that cap space and put it in a vacuum for wide receiver. That is what they're saying.
I was thinking too, Brian, if he was a $16 million a year receiver, meaning a Julio Jones,
wouldn't have
top
gotten
five
this far. They would have signed him last fall,
right? But you know, I think they would value the receiver position if they believed he was that. If he was healthy, if he was that big. But there is a point, and you know, I think we talked about it on Drive Time yesterday, Brian. Think about Olivier Vernon and DeMarco Murray, where they kept going and going and going, and then there was a point where they had to say no. And I think you have to sort of take away the fact that everybody knows, all the Jaguars fans are familiar with Allen Robinson, take the blinders off and consider him just one of those names. And I think that will be the process. So I think they will be involved on the 12th to and monitor it. But then once that goes by that number, then I think they say thank you and good luck.
My understanding is that this team is not going to be one. Not one where the head coach says, I want to run it every play. not one where they don't have the elite passer, that they're going to dedicate a huge chunk of their cap space to receiver. I know for a fact, having talked to Tom Coughlin for years and years and years in this very room, that you can find wide receivers. They found Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell. Keenan was a lower dollar free agent, and Jimmy Smith came off the street. They're not going to go overpay for the position.
Yeah, so maybe later in free agency down the line a bit, whoever's out there, and then draft.
Draft. Antonio Brown was a sixth-round pick.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it's I keep getting emails about Sammy Watkins, or, you know, the question, Brian, obviously, is, well, they're going to lose Allen Robinson. What's plan B in free agency? Well, I don't know that plan B is in free agency. Yeah. I don't necessarily think that, you know, if you don't go sign A-Rob, and we keep using the number, 1 year, $16 million, I don't know that they're going to go out and try to get somebody a little less for 2 years at a $9 million. You know, I don't know if that's the route. I think D.D. Westbrook, Keelan Cole, Marquise Lee and or Allen Hurns, I can't imagine both of them, and then a rookie wide receiver. I think that could be your package going forward.
And lean on some tight ends. You know, we've been talking about,
that's right.
Do they sign a Trey Burton? Do they draft a Dallas Goedert or a Hayden Hurst and become what the Patriots were for a very brief window when they had Hernandez and Gronkowski on the field and threw underneath and used play action? That's what this quarterback does well. Maybe they have an alternate plan. It's just my understanding is the plan is not $15 million for a receiver.
Right. We kicked this around yesterday in the office, Brian, and, you know, after I thought about it for a while, I think it makes a lot of sense. Everybody's talking about one tight end.
Yeah.
And you say, well, why not two? And the more you think about it, it does make sense. If you had two guys there, as long as you've got two or three guys in the pattern, in the offense, that can beat one-on-one.
Right.
If two of those are tight ends, so be it.
The reason that people
are open, it doesn't
right.
matter.
Well, true. And yeah. you get the right ones. And that's where we come back to. You know, people are up in arms because they think they know what Allen Robinson is. They've seen it. And now you're moving to an area that they don't necessarily know. Well, I mean, that's what you did when you changed coaches last year, and they came in with a philosophy, and he said, we're going to run the ball. They went 10-6. They went 2-1 in the playoffs, and they narrowly lost in the AFC Championship game. So they earned some latitude based on the way that they performed last year with the roster and on the field for these guys to execute their plan. It just doesn't include, you know, $16 million a year wide receiver, or appears a $14 million a year wide receiver.
If you think they've earned latitude, you haven't seen my inbox. But the two tight end approach.
Well, latitude from the guy in the corner office.
The two tight end approach also makes sense in this. If you want to be a running team, don't think of two tight ends in the offense necessarily as you have to run out of that formation. The two tight end, if both of them can catch, is the most balanced, is the most hard to defend because you have to keep
certain
defense on the field.
Yeah.
So it can be a very versatile offense as long as you have the right two tight ends.
Defensively, Aaron Colvin's the big name that they're after. Where do you think that's at right now? And can they still get that done before the deadline?
I'd be very surprised. I've been saying for 2 or 3 weeks, I'd be very surprised if that doesn't get done. I said 2 or 3 weeks ago that I thought there was a better chance of Aaron Colvin coming back than Allen Robinson coming back. I've thought that all along, and I think Aaron Colvin does get done. I think he'll come back and be maybe a leader of a league-wide trend of people really focusing on the nickel position. I'm not sure what that price will be, but I would – at this point, I've heard nothing to make me think that he won't be back.
You know, the only thing I think that could throw that off is if a wild card, a team with a lot of cap room, and there are plenty of them out there this year, saw him as an outside corner. But in talking to people that I know around the league, most of them identify him as a nickelback, that his great strength is in the middle. He can rush the passer from the line of scrimmage if you ask him to. They don't see him as that outside corner who's going to go get a $10 or $11 or $12 million a year deal. They think his best opportunity is right here in Jacksonville in a defense that he knows with players around him that he knows and that know him. So I would expect it to get done. Again, caveat there is the Browns, the Jets, the Niners could throw a lot of money on the table if they see it differently.
And if it gets to the 12th, again, as confident as I am as it might happen, him coming back, if it gets to the 12th, then it gets dicey because then you've got other teams involved and then all of a sudden it can get away from you.
Before we move on, we should say it again. There is more than $1 billion in salary cap room available. That is a lot of money. And when you look at the list, go to Pete Prisco's top 50. You wonder how many of those guys, you know, are really worth the kind of money that they're going to get, which is probably typical of free agency
sure.
these days. Guys could get crazy deals that you're not expecting. And I know over the last couple of years, the Jaguars offered some deals out there that no one expected the players to get. It happens. It could happen here.
When we come back, SiriusXM host and NFL insider Adam Kaplan joins us. He's a minute away on Jaguars.com Live.
What do you call a pack of Jaguars? A jamboree. The Jacksonville Jaguars want to offer a big thank you to the five local companies who've made the Jaguars Jamboree a party that never stops. Everbank, Baptist Health, Dreamfinders Homes, Publix, and U.S. Assure. Each of these partners provides unmatched support and dedication to the team year in and year out and help make game day special. Jaguars fans, join the Jamboree and support these companies and all the partners who support the team.
Jags fans, experience Everbank Field like never before. Visit jaguars.com/tours and book a guided behind-the-scenes tour. Hear stories of great plays by Jaguars legends. Get up close and personal with the famous video boards. And see why the Travel Channel named Everbank Field is one of the 15 bucket list destinations for any football fan. Discounts available for children, first responders, and military. Visit jaguars.com/tours for tickets and details. See you at the bank.
Back, St. John Fender, downtown Jacksonville, Jaguars.com Live rolls along. And coming up Saturday night, March 10th, 8 o'clock, Wyclef Jean with the Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra. Tickets start at $25. A buy three, get one free special is on right now. Purchase at dailysplace.com. Welcome back in. J.P. Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osher. We go to the phone lines. Welcome in our guest today from SiriusXM Radio, NFL insider Adam Kaplan with us. What's up, man?
JP, good to talk to you here as we are exactly 1 week away from the start of free agency, and the open negotiating period is actually a little less than that, is actually this coming Monday, so lots going on around the National Football League.
You know, the Jags have been big players in free agency the last couple of years, really, certainly last season. I think we asked some guests this earlier, this past week at the Combine. Where do those two free agency classes kind of compare over the recent history of free agency? They've got to be some of the best the league has seen, really, the way they've turned out.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's just the totality of it when you look at the last couple of years, whether it's Malik Jackson coming in. Calais Campbell, listen, he still could play, but I didn't see anything like this. I don't think anyone saw what he was able to do last season. Had in his 30s perhaps a career season, which is saying a lot because he's always been good. Barry Church being added, and then, you know, a couple years ago when they signed Tashaun Gibson, A.J. Boye and his competitiveness added to the mix is still one of the best young corners in the league. And then I think you look at the draft class, Leonard Fournette, Jalen Ramsey 2 years ago, Miles Jack started really coming to his own. We know Telvin Smith has been a fantastic player since he was drafted in the fifth round of the 14 draft. And one of my favorite players in the NFL, no one talks about outside Jacksonville, Yannick Ngakoue, outstanding player, heads into the third year of his four-year deal, who could be really a star of this league. And you just look at the job that that Dave Caldwell and Tom Coughlin have done, since Tom has come in. I mean, Dave's still the general manager. They exchange ideas. They come with a plan, and they've really executed pretty well the last couple seasons.
It's a different feeling, though, this offseason for this Jaguars franchise, right? They're coming off an AFC Championship game appearance, Adam. They're late in the draft. They still have some money to spend, but it doesn't have that feeling it's going to be the big grab bag in free agency like it's been the last 2 years.
No, I would agree with that because they don't, at least for this particular team, they really don't need to do a whole lot. When you look at it and you talk about cap room, as of this morning, they have just over $35 million available in cap space. And when you really look at it, I mean, they do have to make some moves. By the way, free agency still includes your own players, whether it's Marquise Lee or Allen Robinson, Patrick Omame, Chad Henne, Paul Posluszny, who I'm told still wants to play, Aaron Colvin, who certainly is a guy that they like. So, yeah, they definitely have some moves to make. And you and I talked about last week privately about Allen Robinson, kind of where we thought that was headed. So I think at the end of the day, they have a lot of work doing their own players. But if you just look at really what the needs are, other than tight end, who I think my mom knows that they needed help at tight end. Other than that, I mean, this team is really good shape, and again, kudos to the front office. They've probably addressed just about every need the last two seasons.
How the draft at 29 for them, Adam, where do you see the strength? I mean, tight end, interior line, wide receiver would probably be their needs. How much does that line up with the bottom of the first round, bottom of the second round, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, the draft is second. Free agency is up first. So it comes down to this. Do they get Lee and Robinson back? If they do, then they're going to be in good shape. But I would tell you also, they must make a decision on Allen Hurns' contract. $4 million of his base salary is guaranteed for injury. It becomes fully guaranteed next Friday, the 16th. So they actually have the decision to make on his contract. So now if Hurns comes back and Lee and Robinson, they really don't have to do anything. But and of course, Keelan Cole was such a surprise, and of course, Dede Westbrook, who, after he was able to play, boy, did he do a great job. So they're actually, I don't call it a need right now. It just depends what happens with Lee and Robinson. If both leave, then it becomes a big need. I think they clearly need one more guard. They have a decision to make on Jeremy Parnell's contract. Parnell's a guy that has been sort of up and down at the right tackle position. A guy that. Certainly has been a good free agent signing. He's got a $1 million roster bonus due on March 18th, so they have a decision to make on his contract. And then the tight end position is by far their biggest need. And when you look at what they need, they don't need a blocking tight end. They've got that in Mercedes Lewis, at least for this season. They need what is called a move tight end. They got it who's an athletic mismatch. The guy that I think is going to draw a lot of interest around the league, and I think this guy is going to come in and catch passes right away for wherever he goes. And that's Trey Burton, the unrestricted free agent tight end, who's a little bit undersized, just over 6'2", but he's a matchup nightmare for defenses. He did a great job in filling for Zach Ertz whenever Ertz couldn't play due to injury the last couple seasons. I think he's a guy to keep an eye on when it comes to the Jaguars in free agency.
You know, and wide receiver and tight end, these are all important decisions. But the thing to me, Adam, and I can't get away from it, is that this head coach said last year in training camp, I'd run the ball every play. They drafted Leonard Fournette number 4. I think that offensive line, which last year set the record for the fewest sacks in franchise history, first time they've ever led the league in rushing in franchise history, I think it needs more than just a guard. I think they need to really address it hard and heavy in free agency and the draft.
It's on Parnell. Cam and Linder and Robinson are they're going to be there for a long time. Cam Robinson's your left tackle. Can's your right guard, and Linder's your center. But the question is Parnell the future at the right tackle position? Left guard clearly is a need. I don't know if right now we'll see what happens there. I agree with drafting at least one offensive line, maybe two. And I think defensively, the question is they probably need one more linebacker, really, because we know Paul Zusley is – Paz isn't going to play much longer. He definitely wants to play, but is he going to play 1 or 2 years? And other than that, I mean, I think at corner, they clearly could use one more corner, and then they could probably use a safety for depth. But when you look at absolute must needs, tight end, a pass catching tight end is an absolute must. Whether it's free agency or the draft, they cannot come out those two areas without one.
Well, just to circle back to the offensive line one more time. A year ago, 33 offensive linemen drafted, fewest since 1967, I think. This year, an undrafted rookie free agent, Andrew Norwell, is likely to become incredibly rich. I mean, $10, $11, $12 million a year deal for a guard. It strikes me that where the Jaguars are picking, offensive linemen, offensive linemen, offensive linemen, and in free agency, undrafted free agency, offensive linemen, because that's the way that this coach's mentality is set up, and they've got this big running back and want to run the ball. And I get now with Allen Robinson likely to hit the free agent market and the need for a tight end, I just think this team's overwhelming focus is the offensive line.
Yeah, again, but I would say pass-catching tight end because they really need something in the middle of the field, which they did not have.
Right.
Now, you could argue because they didn't have Robinson, that was part of it. And a guard absolutely is a must. That would be my number two need. And then right tackle, again, they'll make a decision on Parnell's contract within the next week. And then there's just depth issues and competition issues, you know, where you need another safety, another linebacker. And then, I running back, they're going to need a third running back with Chris Ivory cut. Yeldon's clearly – here's the thing. Yeldon's certainly been a good third down back. He's got some juice on that role. As you and I are talking here, I think they certainly need one more running back with size, because if Fournette gets hurt, they do not have a primary second down back. Yeldon has not shown to me the ability to stay on the field. I think that's certainly something they have to think about.
Adam, it's interesting. As you talk, you sort of talk about needing to fill the interior of the offensive line, backup running back, tight end. You follow the league in terms of following all 32 teams more than we do. It strikes me that this team might be as close to being complete as any team in the AFC in terms of when you go through their roster, being able to fill needs this offseason in fillable ways. Is that accurate?
Yeah, because you have two things. You've got a decent amount of draft picks, and you've got a lot of cap space, and clearly if they want to extend some other players, they can. But a lot of it comes down to Allen Robinson's contract. I mean, if they, you know, we know that they didn't put the franchise tag on him, which was 1,000% expected. But can they find, if they could get a deal done, a deal that works for them with a first-year cap number? That to me, is going to be really key. If he doesn't come back, they're going to have a lot of money to spend, because you're not going to pay Marcus Lee a big number. And now what they can do, I think it was Brian who brought up, maybe they go after, not specifically Norwell, but maybe they go into free agency, get a guard. I mean, you can do that. Now, after Norwell, it's just not really great. Although the guys that I like are Justin Pugh, who could play right guard. He could play either tackle spot, could play left if you had to. Josh Klein, who's going to make some big money at free agency, who's going to be very popular in free agency. But other than that, it's just not really good at guard.
Adam Kaplan, Sirius XM Radio. Good stuff, man, as always. Good to see you last week. And we appreciate your time today, Adam, as always.
Thanks, Adam.
Anytime. Thank you.
Adam Kaplan. We need to get him back on television.
He's a good guy. He's one of the really good guys out there.
And knows the league in depth in terms of being able to go beyond just that first fringe and all the starters. Does a good job.
We'll come back. Cam Robinson sits down with Ashlyn Sullivan. We'll break down the re-signing of Blake Bortles and much more. Back in a minute on Jaguars.com Live.
Jag Stands. Experience Everbank Field like never before. Visit jaguars.com/tours and book a guided behind-the-scenes tour. Hear stories of great plays by Jaguars legends. Get up close and personal with the famous video boards. And see why the Travel Channel named Everbank Field is one of the 15 bucket list destinations for any football fan. Discounts available for children, first responders, and military. Visit jaguars.com/tours for tickets and details. See you at the bank.
What do you call a pack of Jaguars? A jamboree. The Jacksonville Jaguars want to offer a big thank you to the five local companies who've made the Jaguars Jamboree a party that never stops. Everbank, Baptist Health, Dreamfinders Homes, Publix, and U.S. Assure. Each of these partners provides unmatched support and dedication to the team year in and year out and help make game day special. Jaguars fans, join the Jamboree and support these companies and all the partners who support the team.
Welcome back, Jaguars.com Live. St. John's River on a beautiful Wednesday in downtown Jacksonville. Coming up soon, the U.S. Women's National Team will play Mexico here at Everbank Field. It's Thursday, April 5th. The third ever visit for the women's national team to Jacksonville, 1996 and 2013, the other two visits. Tickets and VIP available at ussoccer.com. Cam Robinson entering his second season with the Jacksonville Jaguars, a second-round pick a year ago out of Alabama, playing the left tackle position here. Blake Bortles was re-signed to a three-year deal, and of course, Cam Robinson, the left tackle, couldn't be happier.
So Blake Bortles last season at times, the guy was like a pinata.
Right.
Always an easy target for opponents, but you guys always stuck up for him. Why was that?
It's kind of like from a family sense. It's kind of like if you got, all right, say you got like a brother and somebody, you hear somebody's talking crap about your brother or whatever, however you want to relate it, you're going to want to stick up for, your family essentially. So I kind of try to look at it like that. All the guys in the locker room love him, like I mentioned earlier, so we're always going to have his back. I was happy for him, man. Blake, we ride for him every day. That's our brother, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody in the locker room loves him. We got all the confidence and all the trust in the world in him, so I was obviously happy to see him get his extension.
big fella has a chance to be around here for a long time. Cam Robinson at left tackle, played through that ankle injury a year ago. We welcome in Ashlyn Sullivan now. It's clear that the left tackle loves Blake Bortles. What else about number five did Cam give you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he said the entire unit was so happy. They all talked after he got re-signed. They're all just so confident now that they don't have to worry about that. They can now just focus on their unit moving forward and know that Blake is behind them, which they were all really happy about.
You know, we haven't really heard from any of the Jags since the loss, since the day after the loss in the AFC Championship game. How's Cam doing after that? How's the team feeling, I guess?
Yeah, I was a little hesitant asking that question, not going to lie. I didn't know how he was going to respond, but he said he answered it perfectly. He said it still stings. They still think about it every day, but they use it as momentum going forward. He says when he works out, he thinks about it all the time. It's going to be in their head the entire season, he said, but that's not a bad thing.
When he works out is probably a big part of his offseason. Mm-hmm. That was some of the talk for Cam that needed to get a little stronger in the upper body. How's that going for him?
He's one of those guys that's always here. You always see him around the stadium these past few months. That's not going to change. He's not traveling at all. He said he's here. He's working out every single day, just trying to get better.
Okay, the full interview coming up today, right?
Yes, this afternoon. It's a good one, I think. I'm pretty confident in it.
You think?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Cam Robinson, Jaguars.com, coming up. Well done, Ashlyn.
Thank you.
So, hey, guys, next week, here it comes. The negotiating window, everybody, and free agency, the league year is almost over, and a new one will begin.
Well, yeah, and it starts 2 days. You know, it's easy to say we're a week out, but as Adam Kappen pointed out, we're really 5 days out, and it means that once this thing hits the ground running on Monday at 4, we're going. It's the new league year, essentially.
Unless they get a deal with Allen Robinson that soaks up all that cap room, I would expect them to be involved and active and out there. And I know that isn't what a lot of people think, but I would expect it.
Yeah, I think offensive line is going to be a big – I think we'll be sitting here on Thursday talking about an offensive lineman. Not sure which one, but I think that's what it's going to be.
Ashlyn, you ready for your first free agency?
I'm ready. I'm excited. Don't know what to expect. That's probably a good thing.
Maybe not as much as the last 2 years, but there'll be some activity coming up next week. Our thanks to Adam Kaplan for joining us. Check out the interview, Ashlyn Sullivan, with Cam Robinson coming up a little bit later on Jaguars.com. We'll see you next time on Jaguars.com Live.